and welcome to the Jeff Blumenkranz Songbook Podcast, special episode 5. Another long break, but I'm back, and I wanted to tell you about something really exciting that's coming up for me, and that is my concert debut in the United Kingdom. I'm actually going to be doing 2 concerts there this June 2008, and I wanted to give you the details. First up is the Music Alive Festival, which is happening in Nottingham from the 1st of June to the 21st of June. And how I'm going to be involved is on June 14th, I'll be giving a masterclass and a concert as part of the festival. So it's sort of a package deal. You can find out more about it by going to my website, going to my upcoming shows page, and then there'll be links not just to the information about the festival, but if you want to participate in my masterclass, you need to click on that link and submit that application by May 10th. It's coming up soon. Second up is a concert in London. I am so excited about this and so very grateful to the Contempo Theater Company and Producing House, specifically John Ellis and the goddess Amy Maiden. Thank you both so much for making this happen. I'm so excited for this concert. I've got some amazing special guest stars in alphabetical order: Damien Humbley, Alexandra Silber, and Lauren Ward. I like to call Damien and Alexandra the West End's musical theater power couple because they have played opposite each other as the young leading men and women in 2 West End shows. First was Woman in White, and then most recently in the West End revival of Fiddler on the Roof. She was Huddle, he was Perchick. I saw them, they were fantastic. And then my other special guest star is Lauren Ward. She is a West End figure herself now. She was the Baroness Elsa in the Sound of Music revival that's still running. And she's also known for her performances in some incredible off-Broadway musicals that were recorded beautifully. And I'm speaking of Violet, in which she played the title role, and Stephen Sondheim's Saturday Night, the production that played at Second Stage. What a great team. Can't wait. I also want to mention that for those of you who are planning to attend either the Nottingham concert or the London concert, I am making a limited time special offer. If you would like to buy my songbook, I will hand deliver them to either concert for you for the low, low price of £10. But what you're going to need to do is shoot an email to songbook@jeffblumenkranz.com. Let me know that you want to buy the songbook and or any other sheet music you're interested in. And you need to do that by June 1st. And that's the special offer. All right, now on to the song. So those of you who are avid listeners of my podcast know that I was working on a project that happened in the 30s, you know, when I wrote Why Can't I Kiss You? I was still in 30s gear, but anyway, I am no longer working on that project, but now I feel free to talk about it. It was a musical centered around the character of Betty Boop. So if you know Man in the Moon, now you'll understand why she sings Boop Boopy Doop in the middle of the song. So the song I'm going to sing for you today is also, or was also, written for that same project. So I'm just going to give you a brief rundown of the events of the show so you'll understand what's going on in the lyric. Betty Boop has magically sprung to life. She is a character in the mind of this animator, the main male character. He's an animator. He's created this character. She never gets to be introduced to the public because his company is shut down by the ethical committee. Basically, it's the time of the production code, and they're shutting down anyone who's a progressive thinker, a creative type, jazz musician, anybody who thinks outside the box is getting shut down. So by some stroke of magic, Betty Boop magically springs to life. She actually becomes flesh and blood, and her creator gets to interact with her, and they, of course, do a dance number, and then they get separated. So It's so it what goes on to happen is that the animator gets locked up in a mental institution, and he's about to be given the treatment. The treatment is what these progressive types get, and it's a rudimentary form of electroshock therapy, and it basically shocks the creativity out of them, and not to mention their memory and, you know, any kind of vitality. People come out of the treatment lobotomized, basically. So our leading man is next in line for the treatment, and he sings this song to his character, Betty, who's roaming New York, and the song is called My Time With You, and it has music and lyrics by me, and here it is. If I can't recall my childhood, that's okay. Just let me remember my time with you. If I can't recall my graduation day, just let me remember my time with you. Who knows what information will survive once they start fogging up my noggin. I'll be lucky to come out alive. And if I don't recall this nightmare, what the hey? Just let me keep my dream come true. If I remember anything when all is said and done, please let it be that wonderful time with you. Just let me remember my time with you. Let me remember my time with you. I should have kept a diary since we met, so that the glory of our story would be something I could not forget. But if they make this crazy nightmare go away, I hope they spare my dream come true. If I remember anything when all is said and done, please let it be that wonderful time. Chase away the thunderful time. That wonderful time with you. Hi again. There's just a few more things I want to tell you about before I go. If you haven't discovered the BMI Workshop Songbook podcast by now, you really must. It's a series of 20 episodes. Each episode features a wonderful, never-heard-before song written by a member or alumnus of the BMI Workshop. 20 great songs sung by ridiculously amazing singers. And there's a songbook on its way. The 20 songs that are featured in the podcast series will also be featured in a piano vocal songbook called the BMI Workshop Songbook. So you can, there's actually a link on the BMI website if you're interested in knowing when the songbook is available. You can get that at bmi.com/Friday at 4, where you can also hear the episodes, or you can get them directly through iTunes if you do a search in the music store for BMI Workshop. The only other thing I wanted to tell you about was my concert coming up in New Jersey, in my hometown, sort of. My hometown is West Long Branch, New Jersey, but I'm going to be doing a benefit concert for my local Jewish community center in Deal, New Jersey. That's going to be on July 17th. It's a Thursday night, and I'm hoping to have a very special guest star. Of course, I also hope that she'll get a better job and won't be able to be there, but I'm dying to do a concert with her. Her name is Natalie Weiss. She's right out of college. She's one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life. And she's actually one of the singers on the BMI Workshop Songbook podcast. So you can check her out there. You can also check her out at natalieweiss.net. And I'm hoping you'll be able to check her out at the JCC and Deal with me on July 17th. All right, that's it. I'm off to Wyoming for 2 weeks to hole up in a log cabin with my collaborator, Beth Blatt. We're going to write, and hopefully churn out a big stack of songs and a great script and send us creative energy the first 2 weeks of May. And that's all. Thank you all so much for listening, and I hope to see you at one concert or another, or find you online. And this is Jeff saying bye-bye.